As of right now, we are at war.
How desperate you call on such lost creatures to defend you.
How desperate am I? You threaten my world with war. You steal a force you can't hope to control. You talk about peace and you kill because it's fun. You have made me very desperate. You might not be glad that you did. There was an idea. Bring together a group of remarkable people, see if they can become something more. Like the battles that we never could.
Welcome to Fury's Finest, a podcast about Marvel Crisis Protocol and the Marvel Universe. My name is Jesse Aiken, and I'm joined by someone special today. Chris is not here. I have Patrick. Patrick, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Jesse. How about you?
Couldn't be better. It's been really fun, all these conversations you and I have had over the last couple of years. And I bet some of the listeners might not know who you are, Patrick, but I bet a lot of listeners do know who you are. So Patrick is Law Talking Guy from the Discord, from the Patreon Discord. And Patrick, you run our leagues.
Well, I organize the league. I'm the button pusher.
I've been doing a lot of local events in the past year or so. And it's like, organizing really is one of the toughest parts. But you're right. When you kind of get in that flow and you get people showing up and stuff, the pressure kind of loosens and it can be more button pressing, but we're definitely not button pressing because we've got some interesting, we've got a lot of different players, and you and I thought it'd be fun to talk the league today because I feel like we've advertised the league on the podcast a lot off and on different ways, but we have never had like a singular episode devoted to it. So you and I thought about having just a tight, shorter episode that just talks about the league. And when you join the Fury's Finest Patreon, you of course immediately get added into the Discord right away, as long as your Patreon is linked to your Discord. Make sure it is if you've joined. And it'll immediately add you into the Discord. And then of course you get, of course, immediate access to things like the league and more parts of the Painting Gallery with No Name, which we just dropped that episode. And just, of course, the rest of the wonderful Discord community, which is just an amazing community, and I'm thankful for it every day. But the league is something very special, Patrick, because this was the first community thing that you came to me with, and you started, you and I basically talked about it, and then we started it in all the way back in 2021.
Yeah, this podcast was kind of what got me into Crisis Protocol to start with, and Crisis Protocol is really my first tabletop miniatures game that I've played. So I was really just kind of a babe in the woods trying to figure out what all of this was going on. But I had heard about kind of this big global tabletop simulator league, TTS league, that was going on, and people would talk about it and, you know, about how it was quote unquote defining the meta and how it was just kind of this big sort of thing that existed in the background. And from day one, when I joined the Discord and got a chance to be part of this just really awesome, positive community, which, by the way, if you're not part of the Discord, what are you waiting for? Join, for crying out loud. So I got to thinking, well, why don't we just do our own league? I mean, I come at this in some ways, like I've run a fantasy football league just in our home area for like 20 some years. So this is kind of old hat in terms of, okay, well, let's get a bunch of people together and put a league together and let's have some fun. And this just was sort of a natural extension of that.
Awesome. That makes perfect sense. So that's kind of like the start. And so you talked about the greater TTS league. So you had the idea of just doing a league for the patrons and our smaller Discord community?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, really, it's all about me, as most things should be. I wanted to try something like this, and I thought, okay, these are some pretty cool people. So let's see if we can kind of get them together and let's just see what we can do. And it'll push me to play a little more and play a little more competitively. I'll get better at the game, at least theoretically. So it really was just kind of scrolling through the Discord, and there's an element thinking, yeah, why don't we do this? Well, somebody needs to do this. Well, I guess I'm doing this.
Perfect. Yeah. And I love the idea when you reach out to me. And of course, I've tried to help you in every way I can. And, you know, now I'm doing pairings for the leagues, which is great. So Patrick can focus on the organizing part and I can focus on just the week to week pairings because I've gotten real good at Longshanks. It's taken some time. And, you know, you and I both, we've used different systems before Longshanks. That shows you how old our leagues are now at this point, because the community had not even fully adopted Longshanks until late 21, early 2022, honestly, in full swing. Honestly, probably the summer of 2022. So now we're fully in Longshanks. Everything is. So that's great too, because we can look back and reference stuff, which is really neat.
Yeah. I mean, this is old enough where Secret Wars 1 was done entirely on a Google spreadsheet.
Right.
And then, you know, we used a different system. And then I think Secret Wars 3 was the first one we did in Longshanks. And then you had the idea, which I'm really glad we did, was to get the results for 2 and 1 and put them back into Longshanks. So now we actually have historical data for all 4 Secret Wars that we've done. So we can go back, we can see what's happened and kind of compare apples to apples a little bit.
Yeah, and it tells a tale of the meta in our leagues too. And it's also very cool because, you know, Secret Wars 1 and 2 were obviously smaller than the ones that have followed since. And I had some players reach out to me asking about the stats and all these things. And Patrick and I kind of talked and were like, oh, well, we could just import this stuff from Challenge and the Google Docs to Longshanks. And it'll take some time, but we can do it over a long period of time and get all in there. And it's very cool because it's neat to see reoccurring names, Patrick, signing up for this new league, which we're about to get to today, from all the way back in Secret Wars 1, but also what they were playing back then, how they were doing. And then, of course, when we import all that into Longshanks, it did update and give everybody their like affiliation achievements and stuff, which I just thought was like the best part.
Yeah. I mean, you know, Longshanks is great. It does have a touch of a participation trophy element to it. So if we can get people the credit for the games that they've already played, then all the better. You know, that just becomes a virtuous circle where you encourage people to play more games, which gets you more recognition, which means you play more games, and it all, everybody's just happy.
Absolutely. Yeah. And like you said, it's a trail of bread we can follow. Like the breadcrumbs are there. We can look at everything that we've did and everything we've done to now. And I guess talking about those leagues, Patrick, we'll do a quick summary of Secret Wars 1 through 4, because of course our main topic today is going to be Secret Wars 5, which is starting very soon. So Secret Wars 1, we started in roughly the summer, fall of 21. Is that right?
That's right. We, it started in the fall. So, I mean, I had no idea what tabletop tournaments actually looked like. My first for reals tournament, I didn't go to until the summer of 22. So when I put it together, I just sort of did what I know. And
sure,
what I know, being a ginormous sports nerd, is that the World Cup's pretty cool. So the first 2 Secret Wars, we set up World Cup style, where we broke everybody up into different groups and had them play round robin in the groups. And then the groups were used to seed a knockout tournament. And that's how we ended up playing 1 and 2. And 2, we had enough players that became a pretty substantial tournament.
Yeah, with substantial groups, right?
That's right. Yeah. I mean, we had a really nice, and it wasn't kind of an even number. So we ended up having like preliminary play-ins as part of the knockout bracket, which right, was cool and did kind of work. But, and as I've kind of learned as we've gone on, part of the problem that we had found out was conceptually, yeah, for the entire tournament, it's really cool, but it also creates a lot of less fun experiences, because if you have a bye, yay, I have a bye. Also, boo, I have to wait to play, and that's no fun.
Right.
So as we've kind of played through it, and I've had a chance to sort of, you know, we've sort of tested out these non-traditional types of tabletop gaming,
right,
tournaments. What I've really discovered is that the Swiss mechanism going to a cut, it does 2 things. 1, it kind of maximizes everybody's play time.
Right.
It might not be the most efficient way to find a champion, but it's the most efficient way to have everybody playing at the same time, which is more fun. And two, it's what people are expecting. And so you're not spending time sort of trying to have people sort of take up mental bandwidth trying to understand these weirdo rules and then play the game. You can just, it's like, okay, yeah, this is a tournament. I know how the tournament works. And then, so it just becomes part of the background.
Okay. Yeah, no, I mean, you kind of just laid out the timeline of what we were experiencing, where it's like the sweet spot, right? Is that what you're talking about, basically? Where it's like, where do we land with all this? And I feel like we're in a really good place now because, of course, we've done this league 4 times now, seen it all the way to its end. Everyone's got their games in. Of course, the format's changed every time. So we talked about that kind of World Cup format, Secret Wars 1, Secret Wars 2.
And so Secret Wars 3 was a little bit of a different animal because we did a what if league where we had a draft where you draft, we broke the league up in 2 different groups.
Yep.
That roughly were big enough where with the amount of models that were out at the time, you'd use up almost all of the models. And so you draft your team, your first leader you draft was your leader for the whole team and everybody was affiliated.
And yeah.
That was bonkers.
It was cool. Yeah.
Venom affiliated with Shield, real good.
That was me. That's what I did.
That was you. That was you. Because I remember I played you and I remember thinking, I'm so smart. I've got Hawkeye. I'm all ready to go. It's like the perfect anti-Venom tech. And I shoot him. What do you mean he's coming towards me?
Yeah. Shield aggressive. Yes. And then Venom attack back. Yeah.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden Hawkeye gets eaten. What's up with that?
What is up with that? Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'll talk about some of our rosters briefly here in a minute because there were some fun rosters in the league. But that league in particular, I had a lot of fun because the apex of that league for me, Patrick, was the last pick I got on my draft was Colossus because no one wanted him.
Yes, that's right.
I ended up winning the finals of that league with Colossus being Shield affiliated and just not dying. And then grabbing an extract and using the Shield mobile to get to safety, which is a very thematic, like Fury's like, Colossus has the objective, go send the Shield mobile to get him out of there, you know?
Oh yeah, it's very thematic. It's also a fantastic flex to be able to win the game with literally the last pick in the draft.
Yeah, and a model that people still frown down upon at the moment, which is weird because Colossus is up. But yeah, it's been fun. So yeah, those were the first leagues. And yeah, I mean, just to paint a picture, I mean, how long ago this was, if you've been listening to the podcast, of course, the things I was playing on the podcast, off and on, these were things I was playing in the leagues. And of course, I was talking about it on the podcast. But Secret Wars 1, I played Spider Foes, all of Swiss. And I played a couple rounds at the end with Sam when I first started playing Sam. So just take you back through like the Jesse timeline of teams. I mean, it was all Spider Foes, you know, for a long time. And then that was when Sam literally first dropped. And, you know, a lot of people were saying Sam was bad. I thought it was just a crazy thing. Yeah, I got to play Sam in the finals of the Secret Wars. And I was like, yeah, I'm done with Spider Foes and let's start learning Sam. And that's kind of where my love of those teams began, you know, or it was already there with Spider Foes. But then, of course, with Sam, it began. And I played that for some time. And that went into Secret Wars 2, which was I had a completely different roster entirely, you know. So it was like trying different stuff at different times is always one of my favorite parts about these leagues. I think you should join because it's guaranteed reps with teams that you might not get to play because, you know, TTS is a great tool. It gives you access to all the models, but also you've got these set games with great opponents that are all very wonderful people to hang out with in comms and play games with, and you're learning a team, you know.
Plus you get access to the Discord where then after your game is over, you can kind of put a battle report out or you can talk about it and say, hey, this happened. What did I do wrong? Or this happened. I don't know what I should do. And you've got this amazing community that'll come around and say, oh, you should try this or you should do this or hey, try this. Right. So, I mean, it's just a way to supercharge not only getting better at the game, which is
yes,
it's true, but also having more fun at the game.
Oh, more fun is absolutely the way. And, you know, I think it's we said this is like evidence. You can look back at your games from our previous leagues and see what you learned, see how you did. But also, like, these are snapshots in time. I mean, for me, Patrick, in particular, Secret Wars 2 was one of my favorite leagues because it was when I had moved off of Sam and Spider Foes entirely and was just diving fully into Convocation for the first time. And, you know, listeners of the podcast know very well now. It's probably one of my most played teams and one of my favorite teams that I've, you know, come to love, and people know me for playing. And it all started in that league. And it's like, I played Convocation that entire league, every game, you know, all the way to the finals. And Supreme Strange just rules. He just, you know, he's the best.
He's real good. He's
real good.
Pulling people around and moving a Hulk up to where you want to punch him. That's not terrible.
That sounds like an example, Patrick, from a game.
Not that I'm speaking from personal experience or anything.
Not at all. But so that was Secret Wars 2. And then, of course, we just mentioned the draft, which was Secret Wars 3. And that's when I was playing Shield, and I actually tried to draft only Shield models for myself personally, because I was like, well, this is a draft league. I'm going to have fun. Obviously, I'm going to draft Venom. But it's like, a lot of it's just going to be me trying to learn Shield, because I'm trying to learn them and get where I can play them competently. And so I drafted as many Shield models as I could. Should have grabbed Iron Man earlier. He was gone immediately. Yeah, you know, that makes perfect sense. But that league was so fun because it was just wackiness every round, right? And, you know, something we'll probably pursue in the future another time, but maybe in a different format. We learned from that league that people really enjoyed the format, but they didn't. Most people didn't want to do an entire league of that format, like all everything, you know, cuts, finals, you know, and I get that because they want to get more back to, okay, I'm learning Avengers, so I'm playing standard Avengers, but you know, so I get that. But it was a fun experiment that I think went very well. So let's talk about Secret Wars 4. So this is kind of where we've kind of lasered in our format at this point, right? I mean, we've kind of locked in exactly what we're doing now with Secret Wars 5.
Yep. So this very much falls into the category of don't reinvent the wheel. Secret Wars 4, we started to do what the big TTS league had been doing. Not only we run it the same with Swiss going to a cut, but we tried the same rule they did where your rosters aren't locked. So every round that you play, you don't have to play the same team for the whole time. If you want to play, right, if you want to play Sentinels in round one and then Avengers in round two and then Convocation in round three, you can play whatever you want to play every time. And that really, I think it makes the league so much more accessible. You know, if you're 0-2, not like I'm speaking from experience, but you know, and if you're 0-2 and you're stuck with a roster, you know, what kind of, it's really hard to get motivated to be able to play the string out. But if you know, it's like, you know what, I got to play this game anyway. I want to see what Brotherhood feels like, or I want to see what Midnight Suns feels like. And
it's really neat.
Yeah. And TTS, you've got all the models. It's not like, you know, so you get a chance to try it out with really nothing at stake. And, you know, maybe you find something that fits you. Maybe you find something that absolutely does not fit you. But either way, it gives you a reason to want to play a game outside of, you know, trying to make cut or something like that. So it's just, I remember listening into the discussion, and when that rule was announced for the big TTS league, it was, there, people weren't sure. But I think once they actually pasted it, I was like, oh yeah, this is absolutely the way to go.
It's a light bulb moment for sure. I think it's absolutely the way to go going forward for all these bigger leagues that are global, like ours is as well, where it's like, it rewards both sides. For instance, in Secret Wars 4, I only played two teams. I played by two primary teams. I played Shield and X-Men. But I just, you know, I just alternated when I felt like alternating and having fun. It wasn't any sort of like high level choice of the week. I was like grinding my primary teams, but I still had two, you know, which is very unique, right? But also, it's not like discrediting anybody that just wanted to play all five games with their Brotherhood team, you know, and just laser it in. Or also someone like you said, Patrick, who's like playing maybe one or two games per team of the five rounds, right, of Swiss. So it's like, you could do anything you want. You get what you want out of it. If you're just trying to learn new teams, you're trying to experience new stuff, you're just trying to have fun, you're trying to laser in on one team, all the options are there to you.
Well, or like, even if there's that one team that you want to get better at, you know, you can use it to say, all right, I'm going to use this team let me try this set of crises, or let me try tactics cards. So, I mean, you really get a chance. I mean, if you get the team that you like, it's also a really great ability to, in a real, in a condensed period of time where you know where you're going to get the games against someone, you're not just finding some rando on TTS, and then you get an opportunity to say, you get to, particularly like with all the new crisis comes out, it's like, hey, let's see what Senators feels like with this team, or, I want to try this set of crisis cards because I've never had a chance to play them because I don't know what they feel like, and I don't want to waste this opportunity to do anything other than take what I'm comfortable with and I think is going to maximize my ability to win. It's the perfect opportunity. I won't say it's not competitive. Everybody likes to win, but it's not, you also don't feel such pressure that, if you lose one game, that's like, I'm packing up and going home.
No, absolutely. And I think you nailed it too with the, like, these leagues are a great way to try new teams, but maybe somebody in the past tried a new team and they're two games in and just Midnight Suns aren't clicking for them, or they're just not enjoying it. Well, now they're not penalized for, rather than dropping, let's hope they would never have to do that, rather than dropping, or rather than playing the rest of the league out as Midnight Suns when they're not really feeling it, they could just swap back to one of their mainstays or swap to something new, and I really like that a lot. And I think this is going to be a tool that I always flux and flow with this as well, where it's like, okay, am I prepping for a big qualifier or a major event like LVO? Okay, I'm just going to lock in my primary team and only play them the whole league. Am I just in an exploration mode, which I currently am right now? So this is exactly what I'm doing for Secret Wars 5. I'm going to try all sorts of different teams, try things, it's like learn models I don't know, I don't know a lot of the villain models in the game. So this league is probably going to be a time I explore a lot of villain teams and just learn, and have fun and do the best I can with these new teams. And then, if I make the finals, maybe switch to a primary team or something, so there's options. There's just all kinds of options, and you never know. You might just fall in love with a team you've never played. And that's kind of the greatest joy of this too.
It lives in this really cool space where it's more structured and more leaguey than your kind of friendly weekly game at your game store.
Yeah.
But it's not where you have to grind for 100 games with your particular list to get ready for, your big LVO or LVO qualifier. It kind of lives in that middle space, mm-hmm. where you get kind of the best of both worlds. And it helps you, it helps you prepare for, if you're planning on being more competitive, if you're planning on going to one of these events and you want to do as well as you can, then it gives you the ability to do that without kind of just feeling like you're just kind of tossing models and throwing dice on the table, on a Friday evening at your game store.
Perfectly said. Yeah, absolutely. And of course, you can never discredit. I've learned as a player trying to improve in the game and stuff, you can never discredit the value of just playing models you've never played,
Oh yeah.
So the thing that Patrick referenced earlier, I'll just reference again, you could be playing, let's say you were playing X-Men the whole league, but between matches, swapping in other X-Men or other models of splashes that you've never played. Right. And it's like, you're getting that X-Men grind and learning them and kind of trying to master the leadership, but then you're constantly adding in new characters, new models, and learning something new about them as well. So simultaneous, you're grinding a team and you've kind of chosen one path, but then it's like, you're always changing out the couple splashes at the end and trying new things. And I think you learn a lot from that, and it's very fun and it's very invaluable, really. So all that said, as Patrick said, we're not reinventing the wheel. So Secret Wars 5, and yes, we didn't even get to the name, Patrick, on the air. I know we've talked about it on, various channels of the podcast many times before, but the name of our league is Secret Wars.
That's right.
Fury Secret War.
Fury Secret Wars. I did some extensive archival research, which means I did a history search on the Discord. It appears that Dr. D actually was the first one to suggest calling it Secret Wars.
Right.
And then Rusty was the one who said it should be Fury Secret Wars.
Credit where credit's due. And
absolutely. That's where the name has come from, and it's stuck.
And the through line there is they're both Avengers. So both Avenger producers. So, makes sense.
So for those of you who have not yet joined and who have not yet had a chance to see this, the spoils of victory are you get your name in the Hall of Champions next to the Beyonder saying that, you know, all that you desire shall be yours, which so far has been four times with Jesse's name on it, which we're all, I'm not going to lie, a little suspicious of.
It's not rigged. It's not.
You know, you would say that. You would say that.
Actually, I'm the one who never says that. Other people say that, but I'm parroting what they would say in spirit, you know?
Okay. So.
If you heard the painting gallery episode recently, this was said a lot recently. It's not rigged. Painting gallery's not rigged either, but we just got to keep that quote going.
Yep, I'll allow it.
Well, let's be quite frank too, Patrick. Leagues are not getting easier. Certainly not. Wow. Some of the last finals games I've had in the last couple leagues, just unbelievable players, unbelievable like matches. Shout out to One Absolute Matt, who I played in the Secret Wars 3 finals. He was playing Guardians and he just brought the heat with that. And of course, he's signed up for this next league. So that's there. And of course, shout out to Secret Wars 4 more recently. Inyong, iWar game, we played the finals of that. Also crazy. Crazy finals of X-Men versus S.H.I.E.L.D., you know, which is just a cool finals matchup. But yeah, it's these players don't make it easy, Patrick.
They don't. And you know, for players at your level, that's fantastic. You know, for the rest of us mere mortals, if you are considering doing this, this should not be the, oh my God, this is really hard, I shouldn't do this.
Right.
This is what you should look at this. This is your opportunity to get a masterclass in how to play Marvel Crisis Protocol. Because I have never played a game against someone who's really, really good where they haven't been willing. I mean, let's not kid ourselves. You know, you'll get curb stomped, but in the process of being curb stomped, they'll walk you through, this is what happens, this is what you did, this is what you could do better, you might want to consider doing this. Mm-hmm. I mean, where else, you know, if you're going to, you know, you could go online and pay $500 and say, I would like a coach to teach me how to play this game. You do not need to do that because you're going to get that by playing.
Just included. Yeah.
100%. Yeah.
It's like our group is such a great group of people that it's like, you're going to learn something nonetheless. And then if you really ask questions of some of these top tier players in this league, because we have a large amount of them. But on top of that, we also have people like who are not as competitive with the game, who also just play every league, and they obviously every league get better and better, right? Is what Patrick's talking about. And I'm not saying like certain people are really good, certain people are not. I'm just saying it's like, you know, it's the rising tide lifts all boats thing, where it's like our league, I think, is very unique from the TTS league in some ways. And one of the ways we're very unique is we're a smaller group of equally passionate, if not more passionate people than the TTS league, which is obviously a larger group. And we've got a large spread of players and player skill and just affiliations. And so like the possibilities are kind of endless, what you're going to play and see. But at the end of the day, it's still a smaller, more considerate group, just because by the nature of us being smaller, we're just getting to know each other better, you know? So I think we're kind of in this unique position of we're like just as competitive, but we're also just as casual as the main league. But at the same time, we have a lot more community interaction and good hangs, really, that you just don't get in the primary league, to be frank.
Yeah, I mean, I've lost track of how many times where I've played a game and then I've stayed online for another hour or two afterwards and either talked about the game and how it went or just wandered off into basically just hanging out. So it is, if you are hearing this and you are not a member of the Patreon and you are thinking about it, what in the world are you waiting for? It is the best dollar you will spend every month. I can guarantee you that.
Patrick, you're a pro because you just set me up, could transition me perfectly. Like you're a very experienced podcaster. So we'll go right into this Patreon bit because I think there's a lot going on and I think Patrick's absolutely right. So we've got to thank all of our sponsors right now. Our patron support for Fury's Finest at patreon.com/Fury's Finest. If you enjoy our show, consider supporting us and joining our Discord community. Of course, you get access to the league, get access, more access to the hobby channels, But all the hobby channels, painting galleries, no name, and league aside, it's just worth it to get access to our community and be part of the community. As Patrick said, the $1 a month at the lowest tier. We take this time to thank all of our patrons for the support. We have a patron of the week to thank this week, Patrick. It is Christopher. Thank you, Christopher.
Good job, Christopher. Good job. Thank you so much.
And of course, we cannot do the show without our Avenger producers. That's Rusty, Dylan, Nathan, Rich, Jason, and Puyan. They really make the show happen. They make a lot of things behind the scenes, keep the lights on, happening. It's absolutely wonderful. And so we cannot do the show without them. But yeah, Patrick is talking about the Patreon because all this wouldn't be possible without the people joining the Patreon, because once again, there's another layer of our community, right? It's like everyone in this league, Patrick, has chosen to support the podcast in some way and also support the podcast and get access to this community and be part of this, really. And it's, there's multi layers of community, I think, going on.
Yeah. I mean, it's all people who are going to listen to Fury's Finest to start with. So everybody's sure. Kind of starts with the same vibe, and then, you know, then you come up to the next level where it's like, all right, I'm willing to put a little skin in the game to be part of the community. And, you know, I will tell you, it's as someone who had never done tabletop gaming or anything like this before.
Okay.
It's just a really cool group of people to be around. You know, I've learned a lot about the game. I've had a ton of fun getting to know some people, talking about stuff that had nothing to do with Crisis Protocol. I had some kind of tough stuff that I had to deal with. And, you know, I'm not going to lie, that was part of the community, was part of helping me get through and come out on the backside better. So it's just a really cool place to spend some time. I do from time to time get ugly glares from Mrs. Law Talking Guy wondering why I'm on my phone so much, but it's worth it.
Yep. That's all of us part of this community. Cause it's, you know, I heard some really nice praise from some friends who became patrons and joined the patron community some time ago. And they were telling me that what's really unique about our community, there's multiple things that are very unique about our community. And one of the things they pointed out, which I thought was pretty neat, and I hadn't really thought about it that way, was they said, you know, for its size, the Fury's Finest patron Discord is unbelievably active. And this person was telling me from their first person perspective, I'm in multiple Discords of thousands of people that are less active than the Fury's Finest Discord. And, you know, we are not thousands of people, you know, we're a smaller number than that. So it's like, we got some cool folks that want to talk and hang out and talk Marvel. And as Patrick said, talk other things too.
Yeah. It's bonkers how quickly conversations can really spin up. And there's people in the community now that I feel like they're my friends and I know them. And
yes, absolutely.
And at some point in time, I'll know what they look like.
Right. Yeah. No, it's just so cool. We, like Chris and I, get to be any part of this connective tissue in any way, because we got sub communities within the greater MCP community. And one of those is this Fury's Finest Discord. And of course, just even if you're not part of the Discord, you're just a listener of Fury's Finest. You're part of this community as well, the greater Fury's Finest community. So all that said, all this is part of the patron Discord, and I appreciate Patrick saying it's the best dollar you're going to spend. But yeah, if you want to join as low as $1 a month and just get access to our Discord, that's a great way to do it. And it means a lot to us. But more importantly, it means a lot to us that you're just joining the community. It's less about the numbers or the finances, you know, it's just growing the community and people actively choosing part of that. And yeah, it's also another cool thing about a patron community, Patrick, that's, you know, of course you got to be a patron, be part of it, is there's no like trolls or, you know, sort of issues or, you know, people wanting to, I don't know, ruin people's fun and stuff, you know, being a fully open Discord, just that $1 paywall can really eliminate some of that. You know,
there is a benefit to being a gated community. And I mean, to be clear, it will be the best dollar that you spend, but you can spend more. There are higher levels in the patron that you can join to not only feel like you are supporting the community, but you also get more benefits as well, including some really cool After Dark episodes, which are a ton of fun to listen to. So dollar's great. If you can kick $1 a month in, best dollar you're going to spend. But
appreciate that.
Feel free to spend more.
No, absolutely. And of course, I think a feature people always forget Patreon has, and I really appreciate when certain patrons do this, where it's like you can't quite afford maybe the next tier or two tiers up like you want to, or but you just can't, but you want to give a little bit more than that dollar or something, Patreon just lets you choose that number, you know? So all that's very cool, where it's like, there's several of you out there that are just giving like $2, you know? And that's not really a tier that we have that exists, but you chose just to maybe just add a little more because Patreon asks you that when you sign up. So cool things like that. That's always an option.
You got to come up with the funds to rig the league somewhere.
Apparently so. Yeah, this is what's going to happen every time we have one of these. You guys are just going to razz me about the league. It's okay.
Pretty much.
It's part of the gig.
Hey, look.
I stand by. I play a different affiliation every time. You know, at least I got that in my back. You know, it's not like I'm just like, oh, just he won four times with Avengers. Okay.
Look, you got four. This is one of those times where the response is, I'm sorry, I can't hear you. I have four league championships in my ear.
Oh, okay. See, this is why I'm not a sports guy, Patrick. See, that's not the response I went to. But
reframe
my brain.
I'm sorry. These four straight trophies I've won are in my ear. I really can't hear what you're saying.
Well, and you know, I think Patrick's showing this quite well in the audio format of the podcast. But if you're not part of the Patreon Discord yet, I mean, there's some fun conversations and memes going around, just you know, about this very thing you're talking about, that I've somehow won four of these, which is unbelievable.
I think it might have something to do with the fact that you're really good at the game.
Oh, I appreciate that. That might be like me knowing the game might be an element for sure.
Well, I will tell you, every time I have played you and you've brutally kicked my head, and I have learned a ton and have gotten better as a result.
Well, I appreciate that. And I think what's been really cool for me with this league is a lot of patrons that I have played in the league have reached out to me after, and we've picked up games in the interims of the leagues or in the times in between. You know, shout out to people like Johnny Figg. Like, Johnny was just getting in the game when he first joined. I think he joined Secret Wars 2. And now he's like one of our always a contender in the league, always doing amazing stuff. And a lot of that's because he just jumped in the leagues. Now he knows the game like the back of his hand. And, you know, he's a good example of someone like I always get pickup games with, you know. And we wouldn't have that if we didn't play in the league. You know what I mean? Before that, we wouldn't have these like, oh, do you want to get a pickup game? You know, big shout out to Jeremy, Ghost Bear. I mean, I'd never played Jeremy to the league. I knew he's active and a very important part of our community, but it was like we'd never played. And then we played, and now me and him play all the time, you know? So it's like completely separate from the league, you know? So you can form some really cool relationships in these leagues. And man, there's people that do not make it easy for me, Patrick. So it's definitely not rigged in that way.
It is. Listeners, you're not even a Patreon woman. I'll let you in on a secret. It's not rigged. We're just giving him grief. But don't tell Jesse. That's important.
Don't tell me. Yeah, exactly. Got to keep me on my toes.
That's
keep
right. 100%.
There was some talk about, I don't know. There was a rallying. There was a mob forming at some point on the last league after I took the title barely, because iWarGame did not make it easy for me. And it was like, should we make Jesse play like a weird team? What are we doing next time? So I'm all ears. I'm all ears for some of that.
I think there was thought process about how we'd have like everybody else play in the league, and then like you're the final boss villain.
Okay. And I'm playing unaffiliated or something.
Not entirely certain how that's going to work, but it just feels right.
Well, you know, Bowser is a pretty cool design character, you know, so
there you go.
Don't exactly line up with his ideals, but
not so much, but
yeah, not so much, but I'll take his design for sure. He's a cool in-game boss. Yeah, we'll figure that out. My goal this league is to just try different stuff and learn some models I just don't know. And that's my personal goal, and see how that goes. And now's our time, Patrick, to close out the show and talk about Secret Wars 5. So let's do a quick summary of like how it's going to work, the rules, and then the schedule.
So as it sits, we are playing almost identical to AMG Challenger rules. So we're going to have two Swiss formats. We're going to have one for US-based players and one for non-US-based players. One of the things that we've had struggles in the time is when we've had matchups with people who are on different parts of the globe, they have a hard time getting their game schedule. So we're going to, for five, we're going to try a US tournament and then a world tournament. We have made the game rounds 2 weeks in length instead of 1 week in length. So again, all of us have actual lives to deal with. So we have found that trying to play one game a week, given the nature of this kind of a tournament, it just, we ended up having lots of people that just forfeited. So we're going to try a 2-week game period. So you've got plenty of time to get things right in and get things scheduled. What we'll do then is we'll do a top cut. And some of that will depend on how many people that we've got sign up, whether we'll cut to a top 4, whether we'll cut to a top 8. It just depends on how big the total amount of players will be. And then it'll work. The top 8 will play for the title game. We're not going to do a consolation bracket. People can certainly play games if they want to play games. I'm happy to schedule games about that. But what we found is that for something like this, consolation games are cool when you're at a live event because you're there. What else are you going to do?
Right.
For something like this, consolation games are just don't make a ton of sense. So we're going to play. It's 5 2-week game rounds, and then we'll cut to a top either 4 or 8, depending on how many players we've got. And then that top 4 or 8 will duke it out. And then Jesse will put his name on the board for the 5th time.
You just jinxed it now. So there it is. It won't be me. It'll be someone else. Yeah, it's going to be really fun. I'm really looking forward to it. It's always one of my favorite just things, is to have these scheduled games with patrons. Because for me, as you know, the main person behind this whole thing, it's like I get to put faces and voices to all these names, you know, which is absolutely wonderful. And yeah, I've played a lot of different players over these leagues, Patrick, which is really cool. And it's cool to see a lot of reoccurring names and people that just get better every league, just straight up. Just people that, I mean, John Luca, he makes that top cut every time, I swear, you know, like stuff like that, where it's like, one absolute Matt, roaming around Matt, you guys, if we're going to talk about anything that's definitely not rigged, is seeing similar top 8s and stuff every time, you know, it makes a lot of sense. You know, my good friend, Moves Jones, he's a local friend, seems to always make those cuts. So it's like, there's cool features of the league. And there's also like people that just show up at different times, like new seasons that I've never played, you know, and never seen. So I think we're gonna have a lot of that this season, which should be exciting. A lot of new players and also a lot of returning players. We're looking forward to that. So you talked about the 2-week format, Patrick, and you talked about how rosters are fluid. You can pick a different roster every game. Maps, of course, are picked off of the strict card map on TTS. We've never had an issue with this, but it's in the rules, but it's just part of what we choose to do. And then, of course, we do all this through Longshanks. And basically at the end of every 2-week cycle, in the PM, get all the stuff in for that previous 2-week cycle. And then we kind of solidify those 2 weeks. And then I start the pairings for the next week. And that's kind of how the cycle goes until the final, like until the top cut, right?
That's right. My job is to, as we're getting closer to the end of a game round, is to be harassing you to figure out if you're going to play your game or not.
Yeah.
Which is fine. If I am good at being annoying, that is no problem on my part.
Yeah, I've had to do it too. And it's, you know, it's part of the gig with us helping run this. And, you know, you've got to figure out, sometimes stuff just happens in people's lives. No ill intent, but maybe they just, stuff slips their mind. And then the other player is constantly reaching out and nothing's happening. So typically you or I have to step in and kind of figure out what's going on with that. And we got to resolve that game so we can go and get those pairings for the next week and, you know, not affect all the other players, you know. And that's perfectly fine. Something, if things come up, just let us know. And, you know, you can forfeit a round and then just pick it up the next round. Like, there's no issues. And like we said, this, the intention of this is to get 5 games, have fun, you know, and just meet people along the way and just keep this rolling. So no pressure for, you know, either part of that, you know?
No, this is a zero intensity event. It's a lot of fun. And I mean, look, you'd be foolish to say it's not competitive, because everybody's at sub level competitive. Yeah. I want to win. You know, you don't play a game hoping to lose. So there's an element at which it's competitive, but it is certainly not in any way, shape, or form cutthroat. It is, you know, if anything, when I'm trying to get games scheduled, I have to convince people not to forfeit, because,
yeah,
as opposed to having some big thing that's happened. Coming from having run fantasy football leagues for a long time, I have never had one instance of heartburn trying to deal with anything. And if anybody's going to get the heartburn inducing elements of something like this, it's going to be you or me. So if you're just playing in this, you're just gonna have a blast.
Absolutely. And if you like, I've never done Longshanks before. Our community knows Longshanks pretty well, but even if you and your opponent don't know it, obviously reach out to Patrick or I and we can help you get your information in. But it's very intuitive. It's very simple. Just make sure you keep your game up when it's finished and then do the Longshanks while the game's still up and you have all the information of the scores and the rounds and stuff up, and then save the Longshanks. And then you can, you know, close your game out, hang out, maybe play a second game with your opponent. There's lots of fun stuff that happens from these games. You know, as Patrick said, I've spent many hours post games talking to patrons for a long time, having a really fun time doing so. And even helping them, you know, with their lists and stuff and, you know, talking the game or talking maybe future games or future lists. So it's kind of open-ended, you know, it's really fun. And yeah, as Patrick said, it's like not very high intensity, but it's like we've got this perfect balance of like competitive and casual going on in our leagues. And I love it because it's like you can have one of these top cut games that I've played in and both players are just completely relaxed, but clearly it's a competitive game. You know what I mean? And it's like, that's what I love about the league the most, Patrick, because that's kind of the type of player I am. It's like the type of competitive I have is a little different than some of the standard sports type competitive. And that's just how I am. It's more a feature of my personality than my playing. And it's really refreshing to like play in our top cuts, like play in the top eight, play in the top four, play in the finals game. And you're obviously hanging out with a like-minded person and there's no issues that come up in any of my games, like with like taking stuff back or are we not taking stuff back? Or is it how competitive are we? It's just, it's understood. And I really love that at the league.
And for those of us who are trying to get better, are working on that. I mean, it's really win-win. You're either going to get someone that is around your level in which you're just going to have a really fun competitive game, or you're going to run into somebody that's really, really good and they're going to take you to school. But then they're literally going to take you to school because then you get a chance to learn from somebody who's really good at the game and get direct feedback that will make you better faster.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, it's like you're learning more than you might even be learning, especially at your local level too, because we also have the benefit of people from multiple nations and countries and people from multiple metas and play styles, right? So it's like you're also getting that feature as well. So once again, I said it's like we're the greater TTS league. We're just got a more community feel, a tighter community feel. So it's best of both worlds, in my opinion.
Again, if you haven't joined, it's a dollar. What are you waiting for?
I love this, Patrick. I love this. When he gets you on every episode, for the Patreon bit, you know, and just Patrick.
I'm your hard sell guy. That's me.
Yeah, Patrick being like, can you spare a coffee a month? Can you give $2 or $3 a month or something? You know,
I say a coffee a month. Where can you get coffee for a dollar? I'm a one.
No, not a dollar. But I'm talking like some cheap coffee somewhere, and you maybe choose our second tier. You know,
there you go. There you go.
It really does mean a lot because our goal is just to grow the community. And then, of course, if we can do more with the podcast and, you know, make this become more of a, you know, part-time career path, which is what I've been doing for some time now, that would be incredible. And of course, the podcast and these communities and things like the leagues and stuff only improve with all that stuff. So it really does mean a lot when you guys do join. And Patrick's nailing it home here, but it is very special when people join. But yeah, Patrick, this has been fun talking the leagues. This is the fifth one and we're going to continue after this. We've also, you and I have talked stuff off mic, like potential, like more things like the draft format and stuff in different mediums. Maybe that's not a Secret Wars thing. Maybe it's a side thing, like more of the consolidation leagues. It's just, we've pursued a lot of stuff and it's like now the community is at a size and a interest level where I think maybe more of that might be possible in the future. And we can explore some of that too, you know?
Yeah. The world is our oyster.
Absolutely. So if you guys are interested in joining the Secret Wars League 5 or you're already signed up, hopefully this is a good summary to like get you ready for the league. And I'll, of course, also give you context. Like if you're not joining the league, at least you'll have context going forward. Patrick and I will return to this in the future. And of course, Chris and I talk about this all the time on After Dark in particular. I try to help Chris build lists for the leagues and our local events on After Dark as well. So a lot of intertwining content and discussions. So just to give you more context, but yeah, Patrick, this has been really fun. Really happy to have you on.
Thanks for having me. This has been a blast, Jesse.
It's always great to hang, and you and I always like hang long before and after we do anything regarding the leagues or recording or anything. So it's like, you know, in order to keep us laser focused on this, I'm very proud of us. Like,
I knew when you said you wanted to start at 9 o'clock at night that I was going to have a real long morning the next morning.
We need to let you get some rest, but we appreciate everything you do. I know I speak for Chris and everyone that listens to the podcast when it's like, we appreciate this idea and you just make it this fully come to fruition. And like now it's its own organism and you and I can just tweak it every time. That's all we have to do, you know, which is honestly the best part because it's self-sustaining, just like the painting guy with no name. You know, it's like, it's, we only have to make tweaks really at this point, you know, and we're always open to suggestions.
Well, and I can say with all honesty that I am thrilled at the opportunity to get to do it. It's a ton of fun. It is a ton of fun seeing what the league has become and
absolutely, and
you know, just kind of the idea of what it could be or what's coming next is, it's just going to be a blast. So get your dollar in, come join us. It's going to be a blast.
Well, we all thank Patrick for all your time and effort into this. And of course, we thank you, listener, if you're even thinking about joining the leagues in the future. And if you can't do this one, like, definitely be thinking about Secret Wars 6, which will be coming very shortly after this. And, you know, what's very cool about the leagues is the game's always changing. The meta's always changing. I mean, new models are always coming out. And, like, the league is just always giving you options, you know, and just cool stuff on top of your normal real-life games. And I get really excited about Patrick just knowing I have a game scheduled every one or two weeks, you know, away for the league. So for me, it just keeps me focused on, you know, just like, I know it, when life gets hectic and I don't get to go to the game store, or go to local tournaments for some time, sometimes it's like a whole month for me or more. It's like, I know in the very least, I'm like, well, I got a Secret Wars League with a patron coming up. That's very exciting and very cool. And it's like, keeps me focused on the game, which is great too. So it's like all encompassing. There's a lot of cool layers, you know?
And it's a little bit like the painting gallery, too. It's a little bit of accountability where...
Yeah, certainly.
If you just kind of plan to play, if something gets in the way, it's like, I'll do it tomorrow. I'll do something else. But if you know you got it going, it's just that little bit of extra push to do something that you want to do anyway.
Yeah, and usually, like, I know players, too, that have been like... Maybe this is the thing you're talking about, Patrick, with, like, the forfeit thing, where you're, like, encouraging people just to play it. And, like, I've heard people be in that thought process, and then they... end up playing the game and they're just very happy they did, you know, and they're like, you know, I'm actually happy that was scheduled. It was kind of a stressful week, but and I was kind of overwhelmed thinking that I had a game scheduled, but then I played it and then it was great. And then now I'm refreshed and ready for, you know, the next game coming up in 2 weeks. So it's like, I don't know, it works with everyone's schedules and it just stay in constant communication with your opponent. And this community is very inviting and very open. So, you know, we all work around what's going on in everybody's lives because the ultimate goal is this, as Patrick said, is just to have fun with the community and kind of that accountability. But it's like also like we all know we have lives going on. So it's all just a feature of, you know, we're all making choices to make this happen. And a lot of it is just flexibility.
Yeah, the 2 week game period will help with that. And I mean, let's face it, is there ever any point in time where you finished a game of Crisis Protocol and thought, oh man, I really wish I hadn't put that time in?
Right.
That never happens.
Yeah. Yeah. And if you can do it with new players and people learning, you're playing players just doing stuff that you've probably never seen before if they're from different areas and countries and stuff. So I think it's highly valuable and we would love if you guys could join if you haven't. But, you know, last little bit here, Patrick, if you do join the Patreon Discord and you weren't part of it up until now, all you got to do is when you join the Patreon Discord, make sure your Patreon is linked to the Discord. It'll immediately add you in the Discord and immediately just scroll down to the Secret Wars League category. We have all the documents in there under the documents tab, but we also have just the general chat. And that's also a good little mini community within the greater community as well. We always have discussions about what happened in the games and, you know, who did what at what times and, you know, what crazy things happened in matches. So if you're looking where you sign up and where you get involved, that's exactly where it is. And it's just a simple tab on the Discord under Secret Wars. But yeah, that's pretty much it, Patrick. We really enjoy you being on and I need to let you sleep.
Sleep is overrated.
It is. We get to do cool stuff like this when you skip sleep, but you know, you gotta, gotta get it at some point, you know? So once again, really appreciate you coming on.
Well, thanks for having me, Jesse. Thanks for putting this all together. Thanks for creating this this really amazing community that we all get to be a part of.
You're too kind. I just appreciate everything you said, and I appreciate you guys being part of it. I mean, it just humbles Chris and I every day. Just the things we hear from people or just seeing the community interact. And it's just a cool thing to know, like, something exists that didn't exist some time ago, you know, and people get value out of that. And that's all I can give, you know, and I'm always working every day to make podcasting community hopefully better. And hopefully, you know, our goal we started the podcast with right at the beginning was just to get people more enjoyment out of their games and more enjoyment out of Marvel and more enjoyment out of playing their models on the table. And that seems to be working. So I'm just going to keep pursuing that.
Mission freaking accomplished.
You know, something that keeps me going, Patrick, is like all these other podcasters that do content where it's like, I can't play the game for 2 weeks. What am I going to do? I'm going to live vicariously when I'm working and stuff, like, or mowing the lawn, like listening to podcasts, like watching videos. You know what I mean? It's just like, it's a wonderful community. It's a wonderful community. And it's fun to be involved with the game, even when you can't play. And so we try to do that. And then you got stuff like Chris's brilliant lore knowledge, and you get to learn something new about Marvel on top of that too. So it's all this wonderful thing that we just intend to keep going.
Well, we will be, Secret Wars 5 will be up and running shortly. So I am sure, dear listeners, that you will be getting updates as to Jesse's continued dominance in the future.
Of course, Fury's Finest is supported by these wonderful patrons we've been talking about on this podcast and getting access to the leagues and all the community stuff on the Discord. You become a Fury's Finest patron by going to patreon.com/Fury's Finest. You can always find us online at Fury's Finest everywhere. That's Instagram, Facebook, and Twitch at Fury's Finest, and Twitter at Fury's Finest Cast. You can always email us at Fury's Finest@gmail.com. And if you leave us a review on your podcast platform of choice, it always helps us out. You can find me, Jesse, online on Twitter, Instagram, and other places like Longshanks. That's just at Jesse Akin. Last name, EAKIN. Patrick, where can people find you online, like Discord and stuff?
I am on the Discord at Law Talking Guy, and you can find me on Twitter at Patrick Runge, RUNGE.
Well, this has been a fun episode, Patrick, to discuss the leagues and stuff, and we will return to it very soon in the future, and hopefully we'll see some cool stuff in Secret Wars 5, like just some cool teams.
I have no doubt we will be seeing some cool stuff.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. And I just really look forward to it. Like, one of my favorite parts about all this is, like, now we are in Longshanks, and it's like, I just get to see all the cool stuff people are doing. You know what I mean? With teams and stuff. Shout out to Rusty. I think last week he put like 4 or 5 teams, right? Like the 5 rounds. So it's like stuff like that just really impresses me and excites me. So keep it up, guys. And yeah, but thanks again for being on, Patrick.
Thanks for having me.
Anytime, you're always welcome back. Thanks for listening, true believers.
Excelsior. Did I get that right?
Got it right.
The world has gotten even stranger than you already know.
At this point, I doubt anything would surprise me.
$10 says you're wrong.